everything pure? What's everything lovely? What's everything of good report? If it be in virtue and if it be in praise, think on these things. As we've mentioned more than once, looking at this verse, the Apostle Paul is here giving us a scriptural remedy for the things that cause anxiety and fear as we live in this world. Paul in verse 6, be careful for nothing. Now, when he says be careful for nothing, he does not mean we're never to use caution. If you're going to climb up on a ladder, you need to use caution. If you're going to ride a vehicle on a ridge, you need to use caution. If you're going to discipline your children, you need to use caution. There's caution that's to be used as we live in this world. That's not what the word care means here. Careful means full of care, full of worry, full of concern, full of anxiety. Paul says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then in verse 8, he tells us the things that we ought to let our mind dwell upon. Paul was so timid, he said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. A sound mind means considered sound things. Keep a sound mind, you need to consider things that are sound. That means things that are true, things that are right, things that are wholesome, things that are good. And that's what the Apostle Paul is here instructing us here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. He's given us the things that would help us have a sound mind and keep a sound mind. So he says we're to think on things that are true. The truth of God's word is vital to the health of the child of God. Ephesians 6, we are told to put on the helmet of salvation and the girdle of truth. Salvation is the knowledge that we've been saved by the grace of God. We're to put that on to protect our mind. But as we put on all the armor of God, he says we're to girdle ourselves with the truth. The girdle was used in that day and time to really cinch everything up, keep all that armor together. And he says we're to be girded out with the truth. And the truth of God's word will keep us together. And having on the helmet of salvation will keep our minds exactly where they need to be. He says whatever is honored or honorable. He says, once certain things are just, once certain things are pure, that is moral purity or moral cleanliness in our own lives. And then today we look at once certain things are lovely. The word lovely, we hear oftentimes, maybe you drive down an older town, in the street of an older town, and go by maybe some beautiful old homes, like you would down a historic district of Plant City. You would drive by and say, well, that's a lovely house. Or maybe you go into somebody's home and they have a painting on the wall and say, well, that's a lovely painting. Or that woman's wearing a lovely dress. We use that term fairly frequently in society. However, like many words that we use in society today, we often want to put our definition on them in the Word of God, and a lot of times that just don't fit. It would fit overall in this verse, but it's not exactly what it means in the way we use it today. We think of something lovely being beautiful. That's how we would typically define the word lovely, would we not? Well, the Bible, the word lovely means acceptable. It says, whatsoever things are lovely or whatsoever things are acceptable. So, well, what does the word acceptable mean? Well, things that are well-pleasing, things that are wholesome, things that are good. You can go into the Old Testament, particularly in the book of Leviticus, and you'll find the word acceptable is used a number of times. Because there were sacrifices that were to be brought before God, and they were to be acceptable sacrifices. Well, there was nothing particularly beautiful about a lamb or a goat or a bullock, and certainly not about the blood thereof. But yet it was still acceptable in the sight of God. It was pleasing in God's sight. Why was it pleasing? Because God had given word and a commandment in the scriptures that that was what God's people were to use as a sacrifice before God. And so it was acceptable because God had ordained it to his praise and his glory. But obviously that blood pointed to the blood of a better individual. It pointed to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the Lamb of God without spot, without blemish. And as John the Baptist said, the day that Jesus approached him on Jordan, Jordan's river, John said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He recognized that that Lamb had blood coursing through his veins. It would be effectual or effective in taking away the sins of God's people here in this world. And so in the book of Christ, who had blessed all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us and been adopted for children by Jesus Christ himself, according to good pleasure of his will, and the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the blood. And then we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, where he had abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he had purposed in himself. So here the apostle says, number one, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the blessing of his name. I hope every time we gather together, it's with the goal and the purpose of blessing the name of God. Send me to bind up the bird. Standard we have done, we've been alive. transforms. It transforms. And he has me changed. It's not really almost the way to lead this world. To think on higher things, to think on heavenly things. He says, we're to have our minds transformed by having them renewed, so that we may prove what is that good, acceptable, and